From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Two car bombs exploded in Baghdad today. Officials say at least 26 people were killed and 53 others were wounded. The attack appeared to target a major bank in Iraq. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
The bombings happened on the first day of the working week when people were lined up outside the Trade Bank of Iraq to make withdrawals or deposits. This is the latest in a string of assaults on financial institutions here. Last week, Iraq's central bank was the scene of a coordinated attack, which also left scores dead. Late yesterday, there were several more incidents. Three roadside bombs were planted in Hariya, a Shiite neighborhood in the north of Baghdad, which killed at least four people and wounded 16. The spike comes as Iraq struggles to form a government. It's expected to take weeks, if not months, for that to happen. The political vacuum coupled with the U.S. military withdrawal has raised fears that the violence here could get worse. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
Two bombs exploded in southern Afghanistan today, killing at least two people and injuring at least 14 others. Afghan security forces were responding to the first explosion in front of a bank when the second went off in front of a high school about 2 miles away. Meanwhile, police fought Taliban militants in western Afghanistan, killing three of them. About 30 Afghan civilians were wounded. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel says the Republicans' response to the Gulf of Mexico oil spill shows it would be dangerous if they gain control of Congress next year. He told ABC that GOP lawmakers and candidates are painting BP as the victim.
Other members of the Republican leadership have come to the defense of BP and attacked the administration for forcing them to set up an escrow account and fund it to the level of $20 billion. These aren't political gaffes.
The man in charge of the compensation fund appeared at another Sunday morning talk show. Kenneth Feinberg told NBC he'll make sure every eligible claim will be paid quickly. Meanwhile, tar balls are washing ashore in Florida. Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes is at Panama City Beach.
The Yawl's trek is slowly making its way eastward along Florida's panhandle. The latest target is Panama City Beach. Watching from the beach as he spoke, Bay County tourist official Dan Rowe tried to make the best of the situation.
You know, the impacts that we have had so far have been minimal. I mean, generally, people, don't even notice, anything. I mean, I've seen, people are just walking along.
Officials say a large plume of oil is about 30 miles offshore. Winds continue to push the slicks closer to land, and that means more tar balls are expected over the next few days. County workers, meanwhile, are standing by to scoop them up and hope for the best. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Panama City Beach.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Polish citizens are voting today for a new president. The election was called to find a replacement for President Lech Kaczynski, who died in a plane crash in April along with 96 others. His twin brother is among 10 candidates for the job. A runoff election will be held in July if no one person gains 50% of the vote. The winner will serve a 5-year term. Polls opened in Colombia this morning for a presidential election in which voters will choose a successor to President Alvaro Uribe, a close U.S. ally popular for his security policies. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota, Colombia.
The election pits Uribe's defense minister Juan Manuel Santos against Antanas Mockus. Mockus is a former Bogota mayor who promised to fight corruption. In early May, Mockus had a commanding lead in the polls, but Colombians began to gravitate to Santos, who promised to continue President Uribe's tough policies against Marxist rebels. Santos handily won a May 30th runoff against five other candidates. The latest polls ahead of today's vote showed Santos with a 37-point advantage. The initial excitement generated by Mockus began to disappear late in May after a series of verbal gaffes. Santos was educated in the U.S. and is familiar with the ways of Washington, which has provided Colombia with billions in military aid. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
One of the richest men in Australia is missing. Ken Talbot of Sundance Resources Limited was among 9 passengers aboard a company plane on a flight from Cameroon to Congo yesterday when the plane disappeared. The executives were in Cameroon to discuss developing an iron ore mine there. A statement said a search and rescue operation is underway. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.